Did you get a $2 bill and a survey in the mail this week from the University of Wisconsin-Madison? If so, you can rest easy. It is a legitimate effort being organized by the university and Extension. The purpose is to gauge the feelings of bioenergy in southwest Wisconsin. Mark Rickenbach, professor and Extension specialist with the UW, is one of the organizers of the study.
One of the things that you may or may not be familiar with is that in southwest Wisconsin, there's been a lot of interest in bioenergy and biofuels and how they contribute to the local economy and how they help us with things like oil independence. So they've got the facilities at Cassville, you've got Gunderson Lutheran thinking about using renewable sources of energy. And there's been a lot of research and study and thinking about how we do that, what landowners want to do, right? Do landowners want to provide these sources of material? There's been a lot of look at the technology. And so I think what we were curious about is how do kind of the communities where these things are going to be produced think about bioenergy, and particularly coming from either agricultural sources or forestry sources.
Organizers focused on three counties, Richland, Crawford, and Vernon. Each county had 200 households randomly selected to take part in the survey. He talked about the types of questions that residents are being asked.
We have some things on why do you live in this part of Wisconsin, what do you like about it, and then some questions about how they think about forests and agriculture as a source for bioenergy. And we've done that. There's actually two versions of the questionnaire, one which focuses mainly on agriculture and another one that focuses on woodland, so then we can compare those statistically to see if people value those different land uses or think about those land uses differently.
The survey is one of the tools used in assessing people's opinions about bioenergy in southwest Wisconsin. Mark Rickenbach talked about how the information will ultimately be utilized.
I think the importance is, in filling this out, is it tells us what the public thinks, and there's lots of ways to do that, but this is one way to get a sense of how people living in this area think about this topic. And so one of the things we want to be able to use this information for we're going to have results hopefully this coming fall, and what we want to do is work with local extension, different planning partners and things like that to say how do these results fit into the planning exercises and the bioenergy things that are already going on in the area. And I would say there's a lot going on, and I think there's a need for this type of information. I work with a group called the Driftless Forestry Network, and I have a feeling they're going to be interested in this because forestry looks to bioenergy as a possible source of future markets.
This current study is actually a pilot started in southwest Wisconsin with plans to take additional surveys to other areas of the state. Rickenbach said that it will give them the chance to later look at the regional similarities and differences in opinion. But until then, Rickenbach and his partners are hoping that local residents who did receive the biofuel survey will take the time to fill it out and return it at your earliest convenience in the envelope provided. For WRCO News, I'm Aaron Joyce.